The Ghost of Blackfeet Nation, The Mystery House Series, Book 6, written by Eva Poehler, narrated by Debbie Andreen. Chapter 1, A Midnight Emergency.
"Did I wake you?"
Tanya asked Ellen over the phone. Ellen sat up in her recliner, what used to be Paul's recliner, and paused the Netflix show she was watching. "I'm a night owl, remember? Everything okay?" Tanya sounded frantic.
"No, Dave's out of town. I called Sue and she's on the way over, but now I'm worried she'll use her gun."
Ellen jumped to her feet.
"Tanya, what's going on? Why would Sue use a gun?" "Can I explain when you get here? I need you on my side."
"Do I need a bra for this?" Ellen was serious. Putting one on would slow her down.
"No, just hurry."
Ellen ended the call, turned off the television, and slipped on her shoes, all the while wondering what could possibly be wrong at Tanya's house. When Ellen arrived, she pulled up near the curb behind Sue's Porsche Taycan and scrambled to the front door. Tanya opened it immediately. Her blonde hair was pulled back into a ponytail, and her blue eyes were red, as though she'd been crying.
"It's out back."
"What is?" Ellen asked as she followed Tanya through the house. "Do I need a weapon?"
"God, no. It's just an armadillo."
Ellen grabbed Tanya's hand and turned her around to face her. "Wait a minute. Did you get me all worked up over an armadillo?" Tears filled Tanya's eyes.
"I think it's dying, and it's all my fault."
Ellen followed Tanya through the back door to the yard outside, where Sue was standing over a small cage containing an armadillo lying on its side.
"Is it still breathing?"
Tanya asked Sue. "Barely," she said as she pushed her brown bangs from her eyes. "You sure you don't want me to put it out of its misery?"
"Can someone explain to me what's going on?"
Ellen insisted.
Through her tears, Tanya said, "Dave set out this trap because something's been digging up my garden. Then he went out of town on Friday, and I forgot all about it until this evening. This poor animal has been trapped inside that cage without food or water in this summer heat for maybe 3 days, and we need to save it. I tried putting water in there, but he didn't move."
"What's the plan?" Ellen asked.
"There's a place I know where we could release it. I was hoping one of you would drive, since I don't like driving at night."
Sue put her hands on her wide hips.
"I could have helped you with that. You didn't need to drag Ellen here, too."
Tanya glanced nervously at Ellen.
"I don't mind," Ellen said. "I'll grab the cage. Sue better drive."
"Oh, that's right," Sue said. "I forgot."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?